We Energies estimates by 2015, demand for natural gas will outpace their system's capacity in western Wisconsin. So next year, the utility will apply for a state permit to add a line parallel with I-94 between Eau Claire and Toma. Spokesman Barry McNulty says frac sand mining and processing facilities are adding to the demand, but says they're not the only factor.
It certainly plays a role. I don't know that it plays as big of a role as people want to believe, but it's certainly but one customer group that we will be serving if in fact they choose to actually utilize natural gas from our system.
When frac sand is processed, it's washed. It's then, in effect, blow-dried in natural gas-fed furnaces. Most sand plants operate 24/7. Xcel Energy spokesman Brian Elwood says they too are seeing increased demand for electricity and gas due to the frac sand mining boom.
What we've seen is that, you know, a few years ago, sand mining wasn't a customer segment of ours, and now they're one of our biggest customer segments, and in fact, at some point, they will be our biggest customer segment.
But environmental groups like 350 Madison say the new gas pipeline and frac industry are short-term solutions for energy, causing long-term problems for the climate.
And what the frac sand is about, what the tar sands is about, are attempts to dramatically expand the base of fossil fuels. At the same time, we have to dramatically reduce them.
We Energy says with a green light from the state, construction on the new gas pipeline could begin by 2015. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.